Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
Welcome to the Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Today, our guest is Lucas. Lucas, how are you doing today?
I'm great. Thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Great.
So let us know where you live and what you do.
So I am in Los Angeles, California, and I do e-commerce. I sell things online.
So what is your company name?
It actually changes. So I do drop shipping, and I actually don't want to disclose that because there's a very people like to steal a lot in drop shipping. So I don't want to disclose the name of my company because in case anybody tries to steal some of my things.
Awesome. This is a good strategy. Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah, yeah.
Let me know, like, what are your key responsibilities for your business?
So I would say I do a lot. I have a background in graphic design and just design in general and editing videos. So I would say most of my work is designing the websites. I actually really enjoy doing that. I tend to do things that I enjoy doing, and then the things that I don't really like, I outsource that. But some of my main responsibilities are just creating the websites and editing ads, and then obviously paying invoices for inventory and whatnot, and ads and so it's pretty fun for me, honestly. Yeah, right, mostly so, design work though.
So this is something other than your dropshipping business, right?
No. This is for my dropshipping business.
Oh,
So if I'm testing a new product, I'll do all the design work. I'll create the product photos. I'll do all that kind of stuff, and I'll create the ads and make the landing pages. All for my own. I don't do that for anybody else. That's all for my own company and my businesses that I do.
Okay, so you're not doing this for others, right? You're doing everything for you.
Yes, correct.
All right. I was thinking maybe you are giving your services in this term. So okay.
No, I mean I think I could. I think that's what sets me apart from a lot of other people who do drop shipping is because everything is very branded and everything looks very professional. Everything is very branded and personal and very official looking.
All right. So do you have any plans to start giving your services?
Not at the moment. No, I really don't. I'm not a big fan of when I'm working for some. I know it's really not working for someone when you're giving your services, but you have to meet a certain expectation when you're working for somebody. You have to, like, when they have certain deadlines and things like that. And I don't really like doing that. So I like to be my own boss. And so that's kind of the main reason why I got into dropshipping and e-commerce in general, is because I could kind of do my own thing and not really answer to anybody. But I feel like when I'm doing services like that, I have to answer to the client, basically. And so I don't see myself doing that. Yeah.
All right. So what was the inspiration behind this business? Maybe other than this, like, you wanted to be your own boss.
Yeah. I think it's something that I've always, like I said, I've always wanted to be my own boss, and I've always had the entrepreneurial mindset. But I met some guys who did drop shipping specifically, and they just really motivated me to get in that specific business model. And like I said, I come from a design background and kind of a creative background, and that's what I was doing prior to meeting these guys.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like in drop shipping, design, and you can still have some creativity with it because you really have to sell it to the customer, the products and whatnot. So I feel like it was a really easy transition into drop shipping and this business model, and I was surrounded by it. It was just right place, the right time. I met some good guys who really just motivated me. So yeah, pretty much right place at the right time.
Awesome. So I'm still not able to figure out if you have any competitors or not. So if you have any competitors, do you know them? And is there anything that your expertise or your business apart from the market?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. I think dropshipping is a very competitive business.
But your approach is completely different. Your approach is completely different. So that's why I was thinking about it.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's funny because a lot of people say dropshipping is saturated and like you said, you have to set yourself apart. So I think that I set myself apart with the design aspect. A lot of these people who are doing it just take crappy photos of the products, take them off of AliExpress or things like that, and they just don't look good at all. And But it's not real competition. To answer your question, that's not real competition because they're probably not even being, they're not even really successful in the first place because people aren't going to buy something that looks horrible. So I think it's not like real businesses that I'm competing against that I have competition with, but it's just people that are, I guess the biggest competition is people stealing your creatives. So like when I sit down and make a creative for a product that I'm testing, there's certain spy tools that people can use, and your ads, unless you have like certain blockers, which I do sometimes, but people can use those tools to see your products and literally just download them and use them as their own. So that's, I would say, the biggest competition. And I think the way around that is just scaling as fast and as quickly as possible before the creative dies out or the product dies out and people start stealing your product, basically. Yeah. And that's why I don't want to disclose my names in the beginning, because I feel like that's just an easy way for people to take my stuff. So
All right. So yeah. Now there's one more thing. Which is marketing. So usually what we do is we market our own company, like we market Sync. So what you are marketing, probably you will be marketing your own products, right? Or whatever you are selling.
Exactly.
So how you're marketing these products? Can you share some strategy or main key things where you can tell us like how you are marketing these products?
Absolutely. So in dropshipping, there's organic and then there's paid, and I only focus on paid. So I run paid ads. That's all I do. So I'll create the ad and then I'll run it on Facebook and Instagram. They're connected. Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok. I've seen the most success on TikTok, but I've lately been transitioning most of my budgets to Facebook. But I'll do video ads, vertical always. And then you can't really do static ads on TikTok, but Facebook allows static ads. So I have a background in design, so I really enjoy creating the static ads. And I'll do most of my marketing is through paid advertising.
All right, makes sense. So Lucas, what was your biggest aha moment in this tenure of business?
Aha moment. Wow. I don't know if this is the right answer, but I think that the first few products that I tested, I kind of had some of the guys that I was mentioning earlier walk me through it and really hold my hand through it and give me the reassurance that I needed. But I think the biggest aha moment for me was, I have two now that I think about it. But the first big aha moment was kind of doing it on my own. I was like, you know what? I think I'm ready for this. And I didn't even tell the guys that were kind of mentoring me. I didn't tell them that I was going to do a product, and I did it, and it ended up working. So it was like, wow, I can really do this. I've gained the knowledge, the expertise, and I feel confident I can do it. So that was the first one. The second one was how far I've come in such a short period of time. I've only been doing drop shipping since August of last year. And I won't tell you any specific numbers, but when I really reflect and like look back, I've been pretty successful in such a short period of time. And it is very easy for me to kind of beat myself up, because I think this is anything with business. There's never like an end. Like I always heard that growing up, is like, you're going to get $1 million, and then you're going to want 10 million. You're like, 10 million is not enough. So then you're going to want 150 million, you know? So it's just like, it's easy to beat myself up wishing that I was somewhere that I'm currently not. But when I really sit back and reflect, I've actually come a long way. So I guess that was an aha moment. I don't know if that's the right way to put it's just, it's like, wow, I can do this.
Yeah, whenever you are happy. So obviously. So
exactly.
In this term, what do you think, like, what is the success for you? Because as you said, you were successful in pretty early stages. So I'm wondering, how do you measure the success?
I definitely have, what are they called? KPIs, just to see where I am and how far I've come. But I think ultimately, I mean, most of my money goes back into the business. So I don't really reward myself very, very often. But I think that when I really know I'm successful will be when I can provide anything for my family, because I'm very family oriented, and my family and friends, whether it's I'm going down to, since I'm in Los Angeles, if I'm going to a ski trip, let's just say a ski trip, I buy my family flights. I'm like, hey, I got an Airbnb. I want y'all to come down there. You don't, if you can't make it, that's fine. But I have a flight for you, just like to give them that option, because they've sacrificed so much for me growing up. And I just want to give that back to them. So when I can do that is when I feel like I've really been successful. And obviously there's monetary and financial, successful or like key performance indicators that I want to hit too. But I think that's like why I do what I do.
Hey y'all, it's Dan Melnick, the CEO of Zing. And I wanted to share a special offer for all of our listeners. Right now, if you need software development services, we'll give you 2 weeks of a free trial. Do you need to update your website? You want to build a mobile app? Do you want to update something that you've been working on for a long time? We've worked in a high-level technology like AI, machine learning, blockchain. So shoot me a text, 817-874-2208. Thank you.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah.
So, Lucas, let us know, like, what would be your biggest advice for our viewers?
Wow. Goodness. I feel like I think about this a lot. Oh, my goodness. And this may not be the best advice that I, because I'm kind of on the spot. I'm not really in like a, I don't know. I mean, okay. So on my wallpaper, I actually got this from a guy on Twitter. I forget who it was. I think his name is CEO Alex. I don't know if you've heard of him, mm-hmm. but I don't know him personally, but I have some mutuals with him. But he has this wallpaper and it says, the life I have is the life I chose. Mm. And I have that on my wallpaper. And I think that it's like, I guess the way that relates to my biggest advice is just, I guess it's so cliche, but just never give up. It's like, do things that like when you could easily say, I'll do it tomorrow, you do it right then and there. So I don't know what a quote could be for that, but a lot of times I'll see myself be like, oh, it's really late. It's like 1 or 2 in the morning. I could easily just do this tomorrow. I'm tired. But if you just do it right then and there, and get through the hard times. So I don't know how to explain it. What would be a quote for that?
Yeah, a quote is not required. Like you can obviously demonstrate. You can demonstrate, and yes, this is something. If you can dream it, you can do it. So yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. I would say just don't procrastinate. Do it. Yeah. I don't know how to say it, but maybe the viewers will, and hopefully you understand.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, cool.
So awesome. So now Lucas, if you want to share any social media handle or any way where people can reach you, please go ahead.
Absolutely. Yeah. My Instagram and my Twitter are really all I use. And it is, well, actually I don't really use Instagram. I have it, but it is at Purdoom, PURRDOOM.
All right. Thank you, Lucas. It was really nice talking to you. I enjoyed the conversation and see you again soon.
Likewise. Pleasure. Thank you so much.
So nice of you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.